And welcome into a Thursday inside the Jaguars. JP Shadrick, the senior writer for Jaguars.com, John Osier. Blaine Gabbert back on the practice field again today and hasn't missed anything.
And that's the storyline for the week, and so far it's good news for Blaine. He worked yesterday. Looks like he worked today. Talking to Bob Rutkowski and Mike Mularkey after practice today, said if you didn't know he was an issue, then you wouldn't know he was an issue, and that's all you can want at this point.
There's a fear going around some folks in town, media, talk radio, that if Blaine gets hit by this Packers defense on Sunday, which he might, I mean, they have 24 sacks, then that could be an issue, and it might be an issue if Henny doesn't get snaps in practice. What do you say?
Well, as far as the first one, if the Packers defense hits you, it can be an issue for any quarterback. It's my impression that there's not really a thought that Blaine being out there puts him at any more of a risk than it would be normally against the Green Bay Packers defense. So I don't think that's an issue for them. I think they feel good about that part of it going forward.
But Henny getting snaps or not getting snaps is not much of an issue. That's normal.
Well, it's normal, and the instinct is to say, well, you should put Henny out there and let him get a few reps this week. But the reality of the NFL is that's not how teams prepare. Teams want their starter taking snaps. They want their starter using as many reps as they can to get ready for the game. So you really don't put your backup in, even in this situation.
Well, Ron Robinson was one of the big signings in the offseason, big free agent wide receiver from Dallas. Has played sparingly. He's had some concussion issues, but he's been back on the field this week.
Well, he's had three this year, and that's obviously a concern. He has been on the field. They're working him in slowly. He said he went full today. You don't really know what that's going to mean for Sunday, and I'm sure we'll find out more tomorrow from Mike.
And LaRon showed us his brand-new helmet today.
It's just been frustrating because, you know, I've never had any concussions history in my life before this. And, you know, to get two back-to-back weeks, you know, it's very frustrating. You know, trying to do everything you can do. I switched my helmet up this time, so trying to take all the precautionary steps to prevent this from happening again.
What's the difference in the helmet?
I don't know. You want to take a look, man. It's the Vengeance helmet right here. I don't know. It's got all kind of padding in there. Full up, man, so it feels real good, real cushiony, real soft, so hopefully it can take some of the blows away.
Okay, John, if LaRon is back, and that's an if, it's not definite, if he's back this week, how does that affect the offense and the play calling from Bob Rutkowski?
Well, they're in a fortunate situation because they started Cecil Shorts last week. He played well, so you can really just leave that lineup as it is. Mike Mularkey said earlier this week they do have some packages to use, and I'm sure you'll just see Laurent kind of get eased back in. But they can also use Cecil Shorts and Justin Blackman on the other side.
Perfect, John. Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay, last second news for the Jaguars and Packers coming up tomorrow on Inside the Jaguars.